Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
That's right. We are here back again. We are at Louisville Geek, louisvillegeek.com, the website. We say we don't have one IT person. We've got about 90 working on it.
True.
At any given time, we have an issue because Lord knows around our station, we definitely personify small business. And even though they can do big business, small business, whatever side, we need these guys. We don't need like somebody going, yeah, man, I do IT work.
Right. And when you need an IT professional.
I think I'll put that plug. I mean, when I started over at 680, the first like week, we were off the internet. Like we couldn't stream for like 2 weeks.
Really?
And my buddy in like Columbus is texting me like, hey, why don't you figure this out? And I'm like, I saw a friend at the track and he's like, yeah, I do some IT where you came in like literally went, put a plug in. I mean, if we had Louisville Geek, then we'd have been off the air for like 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Yeah. It would have been like, is it plugged in, dummy?
It was literally boom. That was it right there. So if we had had Louisville Geek back then, we wouldn't have had those 2 weeks of no streaming. So that's where we are today, and that's our 20th year. How about that?
Can you believe that? It's been 20 years of Louisville Geek. And, you know, when you need an IT professional, you need the IT professional. It's not like when something goes wrong, you can just get to it later.
Yeah, right.
No, it breaks. You need somebody to pick up the phone. Louisville Geek, they have dedicated support all the time. So it's
like really a race, too. They hold up a camera like that. It's just 2 minutes,
right.
Three minutes, 4 minutes, and for somebody who's impatient like me, I love stuff like that.
You are impatient.
A little bit.
What's going on with you?
I'm always impatient. I've been impatient.
Why were you raised this way?
I don't trust patient people. I don't trust patient
people. I'm probably more patient than I should
be. No, you are. I think you're yin to my yang. You are easygoing, happy, you know, pleasant, you know, impatient. I am none of those.
I get impatient about some things, like recruiting. Like, where are you, Pat Kelsey? What are we doing? I know it's a dead period, but Trey White committed to Illinois last night. Let's go. Yeah. Where are you, Pat? Yeah. What's going on, PK?
Yeah. I don't think you have to worry about it. He's busy playing.
I'm so excited for
field
him.
Hockey, right? Or what was he doing?
He's out there taking strokes last night with the field hockey team.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, with the penalty strokes. Yeah.
Okay. I thought they were flicks.
Well, you call them strokes or flicks.
Okay, because all I knew is when I was in eighth grade, I mean, collegiate, that was the only thing they were good at.
Yeah.
You know, the girls' team, like, won the state championship. I mean, I think there was only about eight teams competing. But I think they won the state championship a couple of times.
Yeah.
And we played them one time. We scrimmaged the girls. And believe we didn't know any of these third-party rule, all that stuff. And it came down to flicks.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That's why I remember that name.
I played tons of field hockey in my day just because my dad coached 16 years at Bellarmine.
Did you have to wear a kilt doing it?
No. Gosh, no, I did not wear a kilt.
Isn't that what they do, though, like in Europe?
I guess the men, I guess they do, yeah. You know, but the ladies obviously wear skirts, but they don't practice in skirts.
Yeah.
And so then I would, you know, I'd go out there if they ever needed an extra one, you know.
Yeah,
and
practice partner.
Yeah, and just violate all the rules.
But that's what Kelsey was doing yesterday. He was messing around, huh?
Exactly. He was out there playing field hockey with the field hockey team. Can't wait for volleyball. When are you going over to volleyball with your team?
It's awesome.
Pair of verticals over there with Danny Busboom Kelly. I've said for a long time I want to do a vertical challenge in Louisville athletics. I want to see which team has
the
best vertical. I contend it's Louisville women's volleyball.
I would think at most schools it would be the volleyball team.
Yeah, I think so. But you know, Isaac Garrendo. I mean, his article was outrageous.
I mean, he's also one of the freaks of all time at the NFL Combine.
I imagine we have some guys at track and field.
I was just talking the girls, like the volleyball team of the female athletes.
Oh, I think take the female volleyball team. I would put them up against the basketball team.
No,
measure verticals.
Not within.
Hey man, Anna DeBeer can get up.
Okay. All right.
Flat get up.
Okay. Daryl Griffith wants to jump 46
well,
inches.
Well, Daryl Griffith is a different guy.
Okay. But
he's a freak.
Let's say somebody can jump 36 inches.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Slow down. Okay. I mean, let's just compare the sports as they are on their own, you know, because it does both a disservice. Although, when it comes to TV ratings, further proof that the men need a freaking scheduling czar. And the women do too, frankly. The ratings came out. The women's game at 3 in the afternoon beat the men's game that was on at 9:20 at night. It didn't end till at after midnight probably with the broadcast.
This is a conscious choice, though, by the men's tournament to go to TBS. And the
that's
tournament
a great
being
point.
On ABC.
You know, and that's a great point.
I mean, you know, when you do that, when you take it off network
television. You're taking away a lot of the audience.
Right, but... You know, I still don't understand why they do that. I mean, what are they showing on Monday night on CBS that's so important that it can't miss?
No, I think that was part of the partnership that they built in. They wanted one of the years to have it on there to magnify that brand.
Okay.
Because it was on TV. I think it was on both, wasn't it, TNT and TBS?
I think they had like an alternate. Like, they had, like, the alternate Homer broadcast or whatever. Well, I didn't watch that.
I don't know if they had that one this time. But
they had three different broasts of it.
Okay.
You know, but I just don't understand why it's not on CBS.
First time in history that the UConn's game had about 14.8 million across TBS, TNT, and True TV. A smidge better than the 14 million who watched UConn win last year's title, which is the lowest on record. Neither the championship nor either of Saturday's Final Four contest was the most watched game of the weekend. An exceedingly rare occasion. The top game in this year's men's March Madness was NC State and Duke, which had 15 million.
In the Elite Eight, yeah.
Wow, so they had more viewers in the Elite Eight than the national championship game.
I don't know why. I mean, maybe
I do. It's on at 9:20.
It was on CBS. It was on CBS.
Well, that too. Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's a massive factor. It's a massive factor. And you know, I think it's great. It shows that the women's product it has a brand with Caitlin Clark. We'll see if it has a brand without Caitlin Clark next year. But either way, I heard somebody make a great point this morning. I think it was, I'll give him credit. I think it was Brady Quinn. And that was, let's check the top ranked markets for viewership. And if none of them are on the West Coast, or not many, why are we starting this game at 9:20?
Great.
Monday Night Football used to start at 9 o'clock. And like, you know what? That's a little bit too late for a populous portion of the country, the East.
Yes. Yeah.
You know.
Like, they're making it to halftime, and then they're all turning it off, and they're having to check
it's
the paper the next day.
Stupid beyond words. I mean, in the women's game, that was stupid, too. I mean, they could have had – I think they could have – if they put that at 5
Two
or
more
6
hours.
O'clock
yeah.
at night.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's always a great – Sunday – there's a reason Sunday Night Football is, you know, it's one of the most watched shows. A, it's the NFL, but B, it's like the perfect time slot. You could go even a little earlier than that at like 7.
Yep.
And you've got an even bigger product there. So, I mean, college basketball – they can't get out of their own way with the scheduling.
Well, women's basketball has, and I don't know if they are intentionally doing this, but they do a great job of developing their characters. You know, like, if you look at, like, WWE, this is the Speak to Rummage's Heart. They develop their storylines. They're off the, you know, out of the ring things. They're doing the same thing in women's college basketball.
Yeah.
Something that I've wanted horse racing to do for a long time. Have a battle. Have a rival. Yeah. Have, you know, everybody's too nice in horse racing. Everybody's like, oh, well done.
I'm talking about Churchill and Baffert ain't nice to one another.
Well, that's
nobody
true.
Even cares about that. I just don't think they're ever going to have it. People are going to watch the Derby. The horse, we're spitting into the wind, you know.
But it was great when Dwayne Lucas and Baffert hated one another. There was some drama there.
I didn't really feel drama.
Oh, they hated each other.
Really?
Yeah. Ask Coach about it when we see him 2 weeks from now.
Okay. Well, I don't remember much public feuding.
It was pretty. You could feel it. You could feel the tension.
Really?
Yeah, you could feel the tension.
I don't remember that, but I'll take your word. But the basketball viewership is just they've got to revamp it. They've got to revamp the men's. The title game for the men does not need to tip off at 9:20.
I agree.
That is absurd.
Yeah.
You know,
8:30 would be fine.
8:30, you can still, the West Coast people can still watch it. You can still get that peak viewership number if you started at 8:30, because that's, you know, sometimes what they're worried about is that peak number,
yeah,
so that they can sell the ads off of that peak number. So if you figure halfway through the game is 9:30, now you're getting to 6:37 on the West Coast. They can watch it, and you know.
But I was dead Tuesday, like,
yeah,
all day Tuesday. I mean, it just wrecked my day because I was up so late. And you know,
you weren't the only one. I mean, I was listening to multiple national talk show hosts yesterday who did not stay up to watch the second half. One, because you knew kind of UConn was going to smoke them. It was so late.
It was so late.
It's,
I mean,
silly.
I should have just gone to bed.
Yeah,
is what I should have done. But I want to watch the championship, yeah, game. You know, it's like, it's the title game of the NCAA tournament. One shining moment, which I didn't.
I haven't seen. And you know what? Shame on us. Kenny Payne can steal whatever he wants from us. He should not be stealing one shining moment.
Yeah.
I mean, I was once so upset that what was her name from American Idol that she didn't win that one year, and it was awful. Hudson, what was her name?
Oh, Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson.
That
she was
bad.
So bad that I actually, it's the only time I've edited a Wikipedia page. And I was like,
oh, you,
and, you know, they had whatever she's done. Like, and she also ruined one shining moment in 2008 or 9, whatever
it
year it
still
was.
There? Is the entry still there?
Oh, I'm sure it's long gone. I mean, this has been 10 years ago.
Jennifer,
yeah,
Hudson ruined one shining,
yeah,
moment
she did,
for America.
Because in the middle of it, they showed her just dancing like, no. Get your pop. Get out of there. We can have the voice there. That's fine. We don't care about you dancing in the middle of it.
It can always just be Luther,
but
right?
Shame on us. Well, but I liked it before that was the other guy, too. I didn't have
who's
to be
the other
Luther
guy?
David something or other. He sang the original one because they started it in 87.
Okay. I don't remember the other one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember because 87 was the first year they did it. That's year I won my first office pool when Indiana won it. And if I've watched that one shining moment about a million times, you know. So, and I think it was better.
You obsessed over that one shining,
yeah,
moment.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was better in the early years. It's a little, you know what's funny about it? You don't ever see many made buckets in one shining moment. It's all reaction, which is fine. It's kind of why it works. But
you get the crying band member,
yeah,
or you know, the cheerleader, you get the reaction shot,
but, and you have, yeah, the cheesy Jim Nantz line, which I got to say, I didn't even mention it. I thought Ian Eagle was unbelievable.
He was great.
I mean, he even had a Skilo reference in there about, I wish I was a baller, I wish I was a little bit taller. Did you catch the Skilo reference?
I did not catch that.
He had a Skilo reference.
But, you know, Jim Nantz kind of grated on me the last couple
years.
Oh,
he's so overdramatic.
He got a little self-indulgent.
What was the other great line he had, too? He had a couple great lines in there.
Ian Eagle?
Yes, golly. I'll try to remember. But he was great. He was better. It was time for a change. Better than Nantz. He's better than Nantz. And I never thought, you know, I mean, Nantz is, you know, he was great in his time, but it's just, everything felt so scripted. Everything couldn't just be what was happening in that moment. It had to be shades of so-and-so in 1994. No, man. It's just this game.
It's just happening
it's
right now.
It's not a poem.
Right.
It's a game. You're
Think
writing
poetry
an
poetry in Augusta this week.
Here's my tie.
Peyton, I hope you don't have that tie anywhere too special.
I don't know. He probably does.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. But anyway, which brings us to the famous dog walker himself, John Calipari.
Yeah, he did his hostage video yesterday.
Yep. Yeah, he
uploaded it the first time. It was very grainy.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know about that.
And then that got taken down in the upgrade.
And he's a Louisville geek. What's he doing that himself for? Yeah.
Well, I think you got to let it render. Yeah, in Twitter. You know, if you're gonna upload a long video, you got to let it.
Got to be patient.
Fully, yes. And if you press, you know, then if you press it too early,
it'll
put out like a low quality video. So you got to let it render, and then all of a sudden, then you could do it. I'm sure he wanted to get it out so he could, you know, fly to Fayetteville.
Do we
morning.
Think he was trying to keep the job at some point? Later?
So
we need to get Dick Gabriel.
I don't know, but Dick Gabriel publicly said it.
My
I'd
first
heard
boss.
It from many other people that, hey, this was a big bluff. That he wasn't really trying to go to Arkansas. He was just trying to feel the love.
He's got to be smarter than that. They don't love him.
No, they don't love him. They don't love the results. You haven't been to the second
they
weekend
They don't
forever.
Love you like they used to. It's a song. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's possible. Tom Morris's attorney came out yesterday with a a brief text snippet where basically saying this is proof that that is not true.
The proof it wasn't true.
That the Dick Gabriel story is not true.
Look, Dick Gabriel's my first boss in this business. Yeah. He is a capital J journalist. He does not break stories. If Dick Gabriel had that, he had it cold.
Yeah.
He had it. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if his source was Barnhart.
We have sound in our show folder titled Dick Gabriel and How It Went Down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got Dick Gabriel on our station yesterday?
No, he... I don't know where he spoke.
We either did or somebody cut sound from him.
Okay. All right. Let me hear. Let's hear from Dick Gabriel. My first boss.
Calipari going into that meeting with Mitch Barnhart didn't have much leverage. Mitch had the leverage. But now when you've got somebody else in your corner who is a viable candidate for your services, I mean, if, you know, a junior college came and tried to hire him, no. This is Arkansas. Powerful school with deep, deep pockets and all kinds of booster money out there from Tyson Chicken and Walmart. They come in and say, we want you and we'll do what it takes to get you. That's leverage. Calipari, as I'm told, said, here's what it's going to take to keep me. And UK said, I don't think so. And so, as I understand it, now the deal, if it isn't done, it's going to be done.
And I just want to read, Dick later tweeted, clarification about a comment I made on KET. I should not have made it sound like there was a, quote, counteroffer situation. I did a poor job saying UK was aware of what Arkansas was offering, but to make it sound like Calipari sought a counteroffer was inaccurate. My apologies. But I think the gist of the story is true, that there was, you know.
That initially maybe he wasn't feeling like this was something that he really wanted to take. He might have felt a little bit of the love. Wanted to feel some love.
I'll see if we can get Dick on. I'm going to text him right now.
Yeah.
Because now I'm a little confused, too.
It's a little, but it does seem like, and then Strebel's saying, that this was the sound that they cut. And then Strebel says, Cal did not want to go to Arkansas. He had been offered, but did not want to go. He intended to stay at UK, but someone leaked the news in the middle of the negotiation, and then he felt like he couldn't do it. So Strebel wrote a long
novel.
Here.
That must be on his keyboard or talking to text.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably that could be accurate. Knowing John Calipari and how he thinks he can always kind of, you know, manifest things.
Yeah, speak him into existence.
That maybe he bit off more than he can chew here.
Yeah.
It's possible. And that he ended up in Fayetteville as a result. But it was done. I mean, you start the La Familia Collective, you do 35,000 and then 1,500.
Yeah. Well,
not,
I mean,
it's not going well.
Yeah, and I know they have their other means of doing it. But, yeah, look, the time was past. This is going to work out better for everyone involved. This is he gets to reset. They get to go at, you know, they're going to throw the King's Ransom at Hurley. Is that going to work? I don't know.
I don't know. How much can they go to for Hurley? And does money
matter? One reports were – the first report was like $11 million. I guarantee they're poised to go higher than that if they want him. I mean if you're getting that SEC football money and you're one of the few programs that basketball generates that kind of revenue.
And it's this important to your program.
Yeah.
Then, you know –
you could go to 14, 15. Who knows?
I know. But at some point, Dan Hurley has to ask himself, am I happy?
Mm-hmm.
Like I have to think he's probably pretty happy at UConn, back-to-back national championships, and he is underpaid. You know, $4.5 million for a two-time back-to-back winning national championship.
And
coach.
I'm sure he's getting ready to get paid a lot more, but still,
he didn't get paid after the last one.
Yeah,
you know, after last year he's at $4.5 million. After this one he's at $4.5 million. All right, where's the love?
Who the hell's his agent? I mean, come on, man.
Great question. I mean, get him to 7 or 8 so that he at least can say, you know, I'm happy here. I make a pretty good salary here.
Yeah.
You know? He's making a million more than Kenny Payne was making.
So, I mean, I don't know what we think the end game was for him on that. You know, was he trying to...
Hard to say.
Yeah. Was he trying to just feel the love? Is that why he's walking around Richmond Road with his
dog? He was hoping people would beep at him and say, stay, Cal.
Does he have two dogs, by the way? Is there one in the stroller?
I don't think there's one in the stroller. So maybe there was.
Was the stroller for if the dog got tired?
I think so.
And if it was, then that tells you walk it around your cul-de-sac.
Or your backyard that's fixed.
Then that's him looking for the love out there, walking, because he may have to walk so far before someone sees him, his dog might get tired.
And that he had to take a chariot out
there.
So
he wasn't walking his dog. He was parading.
He was parading. He was looking for love. He was out there
in all the wrong places.
You know, remember when Facebook in the early days, you could poke
Yeah, whatever that was. I never knew what that meant.
John Calipari was poking Lexington.
Yeah,
he was trying to poke.
To see if they want to get love back. Yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't get poked back.
Any relationships start that way with pokes?
Not for me. I mean, if the text line has any relationships where a poke or a date occurred.
Yeah, I mean.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, so buddy of mine, Mr. Josh, says his dog is old and sick, so he takes the stroller just in case. He can't carry that little thing.
Carry a little dog.
That thing weighs 5 pounds.
I know, but then if the phone rings, then you got the phone.
Get some freaking AirPods like a normal human being.
Good point. Great point.
Look, he wanted to be seen on Richmond Road. That's like walking down Shelbyville Road or Bardstown Road in Louisville. Yep. I mean, you pick it. That is what it's like. He wanted to be seen and wanted people to go, "Oh, Cal, we love you."
And it didn't work.
No, and they didn't.
It didn't work.
They're offering to help him move. Hey, you need some help moving?
Right. So I think we're going to get that announcement from Arkansas this morning. And then
10:01 when news breaks in America.
In the afternoon.
Yes.
And then everything will focus on Mitch Barnhart and what he's doing.
Fascinating hire. It's a fascinating hire because
they
can throw more money at Danny Hurley than probably any program can. Not because they have more money, because they're willing to.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some programs that, like Ohio State, has more money.
But
they weren't willing to go, if they wanted to, they could have, instead of hiring the interim coach, Ohio State could have gone to Danny Hurley and say, "We'll give you $15 million to, like, let's start there."
Yeah.
I mean, they got that kind of money.
They do. But it's football.
Their fans
is more
don't
important.
Care enough Correct. To do that. And you got to start watching it at those schools because you can't pay the basketball coach more than the football coach because then the football coach is going to come back. So you're getting, double-edged sword there.
Right. But Kentucky, Duke, Carolina, Kansas, Louisville. I was surprised at the Pat Kelsey salary. Although, you don't want to pay over market value.
I nailed it.
Yeah. But you don't want to pay over market value. He's making like a million at Charleston.
And he more than doubled his salary. And if he wins, he's going to just rip up that contract.
We're also paying 3 basketball coaches right now.
I thought we're down to 2.
Are you sure we're paying Mac.
Are you sure we're not done with that?
We have Mac, I think, for one more year.
What about him getting the job at the...
Maybe it offsets.
I don't know.
Maybe it offsets. Maybe you're right. Maybe I don't remember that part of it.
Who can say?
I'm sure it's in a contract somewhere. I just don't know.
Yes.
But you're going to pay Kenny Payne. Maybe you're paying Mac. I don't know. So let's... You got to minimize your costs on your coaching salaries.
Texter says, "My wife and I started poking back and forth on Facebook before our first date. It's been married 13 years.
Wow.
So we got one in the audience.
At least one poke success.
Yes.
Congratulations. It worked for you guys, not John Calipari."
Yes, right. Did not work. Yeah. Let's see. Texter says, "No, I'm not doing that." All this poke talk. No.
Did it make it awkward? Did the poke mess you up?
No.
Here?
Texter says, "Strebel and Tarullo sounded convinced yesterday UK could buy Dan Hurley. UK fans dreaming big." Well, they should dream big. They can. Look, they got all the money. Yeah. They have all of the money.
There's no reason to not dream big. There's no reason to not try to go get the best coach in college basketball. The other people will want the Kentucky job. Be like, "No, Nate Oates, I don't want the job because you went to Danny Hurley first." That doesn't happen.
No, we have that Billy Donovan sound. I'll let Chase get sort of cue it up there because this is, man. I mean, this is straight out of Rick Pitino, 1997.
Yeah.
I'm not going to the Celtics, but out of, you pick it. I've heard this many times, so go ahead and see what Billy Donovan said yesterday, if we have that. Maybe we don't have it. I don't know. This is where I probably should have looked.
This, obviously, I spent, 5 years, my first 5 years in coaching, when Coach Pitino gave me a job. Two kids were born there. I think, like, at all my stops, you have very, very fond memories. I have not been contacted by any. I haven't spoken to anybody. My total commitment and focus is here to this team and to this group. I think with what we've been through, this year and the way we started, we've talked about it. I give our guys a lot of credit for hanging in there and battling through some of the things we had to battle through. And I'm with them on that. And I'm committed to them with that. So, again, a lot of this stuff I think sometimes turns out to be speculation. But I have not had any contact with anybody, and my commitment's here.
How would you react if you were contacted?
I would still say the same thing I said. I'm committed to being here, with this group and trying to help these guys as best we can to close out this year and try to, get a home court and a play-in and try to advance. you know, I think a lot of times, you know, people, you know, speculate, you know, why you would leave college and go to the NBA. And there was a lot out there, like, I didn't like recruiting. The hard part in recruiting is, and I actually enjoyed the recruiting. The hard part in recruiting was a lot of times you'd have anything to show for it, right? Because it's like no prizes for second place. There's no prize for second place. So that part of it's hard, especially when you invest a lot of time. I've always been, I think, at my age, more consumed and concerned about who I'm working with and who I'm working for, you know? And I've just been around a lot of NBA people, you know, going back to when I first got hired at Kentucky. You know, Coach Pitino, NBA. Ralph Will was an assistant coach, NBA. Being with the Knicks, very, very close to Carlisle. Jeff Van Gundy coached me in college. You know, Stan Van Gundy, very, very close to. When I was in Florida, Spoelstra used to come during the lockout, watch practice, spoke with them. Steve Clifford. So I've been around that, you know, in terms of a lot of those guys. And I've always had, you know, a feeling that I would like to coach, you know, in the NBA, you know, and that's really, really what it came down to. So I'm happy here at this level and stuff like that. But I've also, you know, understand, too, that like in this profession, you know, sometimes things don't work out at a particular place or things change, you know, and I know I enjoy coaching and I know I enjoy coaching in the NBA. You always are, right? But like I haven't spoken to anybody. And listen, I'm friendly with John. You've known him for a long, long time. He did a phenomenal job. Obviously coached against him quite a bit when I was at Florida. And he did an amazing job there. And obviously I spent time there. I understand the magnitude of that place and the history and the tradition and everything that goes into that, you know, that place. You know, and it is flattering to be mentioned, you know, with a school and a tradition like that in this game. But I also know that, you know, people will speculate of what may or may not happen. And, you know, I understand the interest in Kentucky basketball, but I mean, has John even actually left? You know what I mean? And they're speculating what's happening. You know, it's just like, I'm sure the athletic director hasn't even made any phone calls if he has. You know what I mean? I don't even know. So, like I said, my focus has been on our team and trying to help these guys get better and trying to close out these last four games to the best of our ability, try to find a way to get a home game for the play-in, see if we can get and find our way into the playoffs and stuff like that. And listen, I've said before, I've got an enormous amount of respect for Kentucky, their program, and what it stands for. I mean, I competed against them really for probably 21, 20, against them for 2 years at Marshall. We played them twice, and then I played them quite a bit over 19 years at Florida, and I was there for five. So I understand the magnitude of the program.
Billy, have you had any conversations with management about the speculation?
Arturis and I had a conversation the other day, you know what I mean, and he kind of asked the same thing you did. Has anybody reached out to you? And I told him no, you know, that I was, you know, committed to being here, and we have that kind of relationship. But I really appreciate the fact that he said it to me. You know, I wouldn't want him walking around saying, can I ask these questions or not? And I really appreciate the honesty and the directness that he and I can have in conversations. And I'll always be upfront and honest, you know, with him when we have those conversations.
I mean, I think he's clearly a candidate for the job because, I mean, does no one know how to ask the question? Have any of your representatives talked with Kentucky? That's the question.
Yeah.
The question isn't, have you? Of course he hasn't. That'd be stupid.
Yeah, I haven't talked to anybody.
I haven't. Okay,
yeah, I haven't
great.
Talked to
who cares? But have your agents talked to anyone?
Your lawyer or your
I mean,
mom.
Come on, man.
Yeah, is anybody in your life talking to Mitch Barnhart?
Not know how to ask this question?
Yeah.
Golly. That's what I just – that's just
so
amazing.
In
to
your
me.
Mind, who's their number one call? Is it Danny Hurley, or is it Billy Donovan?
I mean, that, that's,
you gotta make
that's
him
tough.
Say no.
That's,
you got to make him
you
say
gotta
no.
Think I know. I think Danny Hurley has to be number one because, you know, I mean, you're talking about which multiple national championship winners should you call first?
Yeah.
I would say Hurley one. I would put Billy Donovan two, and I would put Scott Drew a distant third. Amongst
but,
those three.
But probably the most realistic.
Yes, I would say probably the most likely. I mean, yeah. I think that's where they end up. But, boy, that Billy Donovan sound.
Hey,
that's not – I'm sorry. That's not a denial.
No.
That is not a denial. Go back and check the tapes from Pitino and I. My focus is on this team. I haven't talked to anyone. I've got great respect for their history and tradition. That's lighting the fire. That is not a no. Anybody thinks that a no is,
oh, totally.
Has not been around long enough.
I've watched enough Bachelor. I know when you've given the rose over and then Chris Harrison asked the question, are you committed? And she's like, oh, I have a great time with Jerry.
Yeah,
Jerry's
not the
great.
Question.
Have a great time. Looking forward to our next date. Things like that. And you're like, Well, you're not committed at all.
Yeah.
You're not committed at all.
No, that was what Donovan did right there. That was classic Patino-ese I haven't talked to anyone there. I've got great respect for them. My focus is on this team. Go check back and check Harbaugh. I'm sure Saban. Yeah. I'm sure they all said it exactly the same way.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
It's pretty great to watch
it go
around.
But it's not a denial. He did not say no there. I'm sorry. Oh, is the job even open yet? I bet Barnard even talked to anyone. Right. Sure.
Right.
Uh-huh. Billy.
So,
God,
I
love Billy.
The guy they're going to hire is Scott Drew.
I do too.
I am, not worried, but intrigued about what's going to happen if it is Hurley's like, no, thanks. Billy Donovan's mm-hmm. like, I'm staying in the NBA. Scott Drew says, I'm staying in Waco. Then what do they do?
Well, that's a great question.
It's plausible all three of those things could happen. I mean,
no, you're right.
It could. All three of those things could continue to be the case, and they could offer $14, $15 million to – you know, Hurley, they could give Billy Donovan a sweetheart contract to make him feel more secure than he's ever felt in the NBA. And then, you know, Scott Drew, they could pay him, probably $8-10 million?
Yeah, I don't think you'd pay him as much as you'd pay Hurley. No. But you pay him something. This is going to be fun.
It's going to be a good time. So Woo Pig Suey today.
Woo Pig Suey.
WPS.
No, we're an audio medium. We say Woo Pig Suey. You write WPS. You don't say WPS because, as I said on the Twitter spaces, I mean, it doesn't even save you a syllable to say WPS. Woo Pig Suey is four syllables. WPS.
You're right.
That's four syllables. That doesn't save you. That's what. But now typing it, hell no, I wouldn't want to type Woo Pig. It's much easier to go WPS. But since we're working on when you're on the crunch zone, you put WPS.
But
when you're on here,
radio,
damn it.
You put Woo Pig.
Yeah, you call the hog, right?
Man, that's going to be really awkward.
How that is, you know, we need to compare Bobby Petrino's
to
John Calipari's.
Ooh, it's going to be good.
That needs to be a comparison.
It's going to be great. You know, I'm happy to get John Calipari out of Kentucky, and now I got two teams to root against, you know, Arkansas and Kentucky. So, you know, but maybe they'll get a guy in there that we can actually beat.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
right. That'd
maybe
be nice.
Pat Kelsey can, you know, when we first hired Pat Kelsey, it was like, please, for the love of God, beat Tony Bennett in Virginia. I'm tired of losing to Virginia.
Yeah.
We can continue to lose to Kentucky, but if you give me the Virginia series and we can just start dominating that boring man and Tony Bennett and make Lachlan McClain miserable,
yeah,
that's worth it enough for me. But now let's beat both of them.
I agree. All right, we're over here at Louisville Geek, louisvillegeek.com. You know, we're a small business, clearly. I mean, you hear, you know, the stories of us behind the scenes.
Sure.
So we don't have a full-time IT person. So who needs one when you can have a team of them over here? And whether it's IT, whether it's web design, whether it's anything, you know, your email system, all that, cybersecurity, Windows. Lord knows everybody needs Windows updates and helps and everything else with that. You want to have a team of IT people, you got it over here at Louisville Geek. And not just, you know, the name is Louisville Geek, and they've been around 20 years. They do companies all across the country. I mean, that's the thing about this type of business. They can do cybersecurity in, you know, Washington, Pullman, Washington, if they want to.
Right.
You know,
Nashville, Indy, Cincinnati, Miami.
Yeah. L.A., New
Cabo.
York. Yeah. Well, I don't know. You have to talk to them about the international.
Cabo.
I don't know. You have to talk to them about the international.
How about Cabo
now
branch?
You're just making things up. Now you don't know this.
I mean, it feels like we should have a Cabo branch.
Well, take it up with Ben Lawrence. I don't know what to tell you. But if you need help over here, Louisville Geek is the place to go. Also, big shout-out to DFH Company yesterday, Alex Inkebine. It was fixed while I was at work.
Oh, really?
The AC. And I did. Look, the first thing he's going to tell you when you call DFH Company, leave your fan on, turn the AC off. Because you may get things maybe frozen, and that probably helps with a lot of the issues. But if it's more than that, of course, they can take great care of their DFH Company online, dfhcompany.com. And tell me what to talk about them here in the Diener Show.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it It's time to replace your heating and air system. We know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Hello, I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
That's right. You don't know nothing about that, Mark Blankenbaker. You don't
I know that song.
Nothing about
I know that song now. Yeah, I get it now.
That's Steelo. Yeah. That's
Steelo.
That's Iron Eagle mixed that one in on Monday. That was pretty sweet.
That's great.
That was pretty sweet.
Well, you know, a lot of people wish they were a little bit taller against Zach Edey.
Yeah. <You know? laughs> Yeah. Yeah, you think? It was great. That was just great on his part. We're over here at Louisville Geek, LouisvilleGeek.com. That's the website to turn to as we are over here hanging out with you this morning. So we can get to some calls, some tech. We have open lines, so and we got just a million texts. People ask me if I heard Ellen Calipari's farewell, too. She refers to John as a roommate multiple times. Yeah, she's done that
for a long time.
Long time. That's what she's always.
It's been the joke.
That's been the Instagram joke.
Yeah, that's
forever.
Been the joke that the John Calipari is Ellen's roommate, and
yeah,
he takes out the trash and he walks the dog and stuff like that. And you know, it's just been the joke the whole time.
Yeah.
I didn't hear her.
But that's what she does. That's right. What she does. Texter says Arkansas looks like they're going to have the former Louisville and Kentucky basketball coaches on their sidelines. Weird times.
Yeah. Very weird.
Well, yeah. I think John L. Smith's been the head coach there as well.
That's
you know?
True. Bobby Petrino was the head coach. He's now the offensive coordinator. But he's angling for the head coaching job.
You think?
There. He's already beefing up the staff with his people. And so, yeah, we'll see what ends up occurring, you know, there on that front. So, yeah.
Texter says reports are Bob Higgins and Mitch Barnhart are at Tally Ho having coffee this morning. Probably nothing to it. Oh, no.
See the Huggins video?
No. What? No.
I guess West Virginia hired a new coach.
Uh-huh.
And he was at some event with Bush Light in the background.
Okay.
Which was not a good look for Bob Huggins to have that in the background.
Was he drinking the Bush Light?
Or? No, but, it, you know, just given where he is, this
he
is not the
control
background.
What's behind him, though.
If you watch the video, it was perfectly placed behind him.
Okay.
So, and he looks haggard. And it's just
looks like he's been drinking Bush Light.
It looks bad. It's a bad look.
Where was he? Let's see if I can find this video.
I don't know where he was, but it looked like a convention of some kind. He's like, I've been over Northern Virginia. I've been over through Southwest Virginia. I've been all these different places in West Virginia. I haven't met with the basketball coach yet or haven't talked to him. But it wasn't a good look.
Now, hang on. That is not his fault. He's doing an interview with a local TV station. And he does not choose the camera shot.
It's the first time I've seen him since he was recycling in Pittsburgh and he thought he was in Columbus.
Like, I'm going to take up for Huggins on that one. You are not expected to know what the background of a camera shot of a local TV station is.
I agree.
That's patently unfair.
But it's not a great look. He doesn't look awesome.
The Bush Light has nothing to do with whether it's an awesome look. You could say he looks haggard. He needs a haircut.
Yes.
But I don't think... You know, you can use that against him for, like, if you're worried about his drinking problem, go, well, he's got a Bush Light sign behind him. Was he going to drink the cardboard?
He's going to drink that cardboard. But if you check the comments on that, it was crazy.
Well, it doesn't mean those are intelligent comments. They're stupid comments. They're stupid.
Lots of stupid comments.
Yes, that's
lots
all that is.
Lots of stupid comments.
Let's
head
see.
For the mountains.
Yeah, it's not, again, Texter says, rumor is Barnhart wants Scott Drew and the donors want Hurley. I'd say the fans do. Texter says, more Louisville news, less UK. Oh, shut up. Get out of your little minuscule mind. If you don't think it's interesting to watch what's going on there, get out of your insecure that little brother mentality. That's all that is. That's puny.
Why wouldn't we not talk about it?
That is puny.
Why would we not talk about it?
Yes.
All right, what do you want to talk about? Offensive line rotation?
No, I don't. I want to talk about the fact that John Calipari wanted to get some love, couldn't get the love, thought he was going to get the love, walked his dog with the stroller because he wanted to go far enough in case the dog got tired. He could put it in the stroller to make sure someone saw him, doesn't own AirPods.
No,
you know,
what is he doing?
You know, what the hell, man?
Yeah, so you know, so some Louisville news if you want that.
No, we're not doing. We're just not, you know, taking requests on that one. Unless it's good. Like,
it's good news.
Okay. What do you got?
Malik Williams last night made his NBA debut.
Oh, okay.
And that's cool. The Raptors, and he had 6 points, 16 rebounds, and 4 blocks.
Over the last week. Is that as interesting as Calipari getting turned down to stay and not getting the love and walking a dog and going to Arkansas and doing a call of Woo Pig Suey, WPS, WTF, whatever you want to say? No. I know it. That's why I'm the host, and you're the texter.
Right.
Again, this is one more time why I'm in charge and you're not. You listen, I talk.
So do you want to talk about the Derby?
No, Mark, I want to talk about the hits. The Macarena is the hit, and the Macarena is John Calipari leaving Kentucky, going to Arkansas, and are they going to get turned down? Because nothing should be more enjoyable to a Louisville fan than the notion of Danny Hurley saying, nah, keep your money, I'm good.
I think he's going to say I believe he'll say that.
I think so, too. Billy Donovan playing footsie for the third time.
Just like footsie?
I think he likes footsie.
He likes flirt.
I think he likes the footsie.
He's not really cheating.
Yeah.
He's only flirting.
Yeah. No.
Right? He's at the bar. It's a little late.
And I think Scott Drew would be the least successful of the three. I don't think he would fit in that way. He and Barnhart may get along. I don't think that's going to equate to wins.
I agree.
And I wonder if Barnhart is at a point in his career where he doesn't care. Right? Like, he has been around enough. He can hire who he wants, and if he's wrong, he's wrong.
And he gets just right off into the sunset.
And I don't think Scott Drew would be a home run there. So I hope they hire Scott Drew.
Well, I think Scott Drew would be solid there.
Right. I'm good with solid. I don't want him to be dominant. Anybody can be solid there. You have to be a Billy Gillespie level of idiot
I think he'd be good pretty much anywhere. I just don't know that he's going to be where.
Does he scare you?
No.
Doesn't scare me.
I think a lot of Louisville fans wanted Scott Drew for totally different reasons. We were a disaster, and they're looking at Scott Drew, and he resurrected Baylor out of a disaster.
Yeah.
And you're looking at Scott Drew saying, this is a guy that can steady the boat, and he won a national championship. He can get you into ranked and being in the mix and see like that.
I think he's good. He doesn't scare me.
Yeah.
Billy Donovan scares the ever-leaving.
Oh, Danny Hurley scare you?
Yes.
Chris Beard scare you? Bruce Pearl?
Well, the first two scare me. The others, we'll see.
Pearl doesn't scare you?
Pearl scares me a little.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He also got bounced in the first round this year, right?
Yeah, he's just
everybody overlooks that. Oh, my guy. Yeah, he's my guy. I like him.
Yeah, but he's made deep runs in the past. He won the SEC tournament.
So is Cal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just saying, you know, Bruce Pearl did exit stage left first round. So
see his history.
But this way, Bruce Pearl scares me more than Scott Drew. I don't know if that's right to think that or not. We're going to have Lieberman on here in a few minutes.
Bruce Pearl hadn't been in the second weekend since they made the Final Four in 19.
Mm-hmm.
But he did make the Final Four in 19. A lot of rounds of 32s.
Cal made a lot of Final Fours. Nobody gives a damn about those. I mean, he's won two tournament games since then in three tournaments.
Yeah.
Because they were ineligible for one.
21. That was the Chuck Person stuff.
I was thinking Chuck. No, was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
They won the SEC out in the second round. Out in the second round, that's finishing seventh, and then this year out in the first round. So, but none of them scare me like the first two.
No,
those two scare me.
Those are the heavyweights, man. Those are the guys that
is giving the terrorists the launch codes.
Right. And you know what? Maybe Mitch Barnhart doesn't hire Scott Drew. Maybe Scott Drew says no. Maybe he's got to go and find a Pat Kelsey-level guy that you're sort of graduating up and you're giving him a shot.
I don't think they're doing that. That's why, like with that Dawn Staley talk, get the hell out.
Oh, that's just
let
ridiculous.
Someone else make that leap. Kentucky's doesn't have to make that leap.
No, but there's a lot of guys that would do well at programs like Louisville, Kentucky, Kansas, North Carolina, Duke. I mean, you give a guy the keys to that car, and they're probably going to go fast. Now, can they get it to the finish line and win a national championship? That's a whole other conversation. But that's the game we're playing. You know, if you're Mitch Barnhart, if you're Josh Hurd, the game you're playing is to hire coaches that you believe will win national championships.
Yes.
Scott Drew's already won one.
He's won one, so you can say you've got that. I mean, like, he's a very sellable hire, and he may do very well. I'm just saying he doesn't scare me like the other two do.
He doesn't inflame the rivalry at all.
I'm not even – you know what inflames the rivalry is freaking losing to him. That's what inflames the rivalry.
I know, but John Calipari had a way. Of inflaming it even beyond.
Yeah, but primarily, I think because he could when he won and talked trash. If he just talked trash and Louisville beat him, it'd be nothing.
Yeah, Scott Drew would you know, win the game on the years that he would win the game, and it would just be like, you know, a nothing press conference.
I would much rather be going against
Scott Drew.
Yeah, than those guys.
I'd agree. You know, I mean, they're going to be tough. They play hard.
Anybody else scare you out there? I know Chris Beard would scare you over there.
Beard would scare me. Pearl would scare me. Hurley, obviously. Donovan. Let me think about that. That's really interesting.
Again, you go back into the thing that we ran into here, that there's just not a lot of stars.
There aren't a lot of stars. I guess I'm not really familiar with who's on the list beyond
Ulsterberger.
He would scare me, but that would you had to pay the buyout. His wife's Iowa State royalty. Yeah, I don't know that.
It's becoming like Chris Mack's wife.
He's best friends with the AD, too.
Yeah.
At Iowa State?
He's probably happy.
Yeah. Oh.
You can win there.
But
man. What's
with that whole – do we even talk about the whole Calipari-Peavy attempted coup on Mitch?
I don't know that I know the story.
Okay. Strebel was talking about it yesterday. Okay. And with Tarullo, that part of John Calipari's deal was that he was going to play footsie with Arkansas and not actually take it, see if he could get fan revolt. And he was working through Peavy, and the whole idea was that
– why was he working through Peavy?
I don't know. Strebel would have to explain further.
All right.
But that the whole idea would be to oust Mitch and put Peavy in as AD. And I was like, this is crazy.
That's insane.
John Calipari attempted a coup in Lexington.
It might have worked in 2012.
Yeah, no.
That
ain't
working in 2012. Yeah, before the Final Four.
Yeah.
But in this, no.
Not in 2024.
No, dude. did he really misread the room that badly?
I think he did. Yeah, I think he did.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then people are sending me, we got the Trilly Donovan Discord. It says, this is all hearsay and unverifiable at this time. Well, then I'm not reading it.
Then we're not reading it.
I don't need to read it. That's
where the PV story came from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Yes. That makes sense.
Okay.
But.
Yeah, but again, was talking about it.
If it starts with this is hearsay and unverifiable and ends with this is hearsay and unverifiable, I'm not talking about it that much.
Yeah, Trilly Donovan, the National Enquirer.
All Trilly Donovan's
sometimes
doing
right.
is getting more people to pay to
for
enter
Discord.
His Discord.
Right, right.
No, he's not getting my airtime for that. No, I know what he's doing. No.
Yeah.
You're just making him more money.
Yeah, so Calipari doesn't have his agent. Tom Morris.
Do we know
is his
that?
Attorney.
Do no. we know that he doesn't have
we know.
One?
Okay. We know that. And Tom Morris is his representative.
Okay.
In some of these negotiations as an attorney, but not an agent. And, you know, so.
She says, wait, Strebel's into conspiracy theories? Yes. No, that's not getting our airtime. I'm sorry. He's just trying to sell memberships. I'm not doing that. He's not getting free advertising on ESPN level. Sorry. We have great partners like Louisville Geek we got to take care of. That's the people we got to talk to over here. You got to watch out for the clean windows around here, too, because I have walked right into one. And this thing is,
we got Lieberman in here in the room here without
any
hitting the
injuries.
Windows.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coach Lieberman
didn't look like a bird in the middle of a summer day hitting the
And
the,
Ben Lawrence looks bronze because he was bronzing with Ethan Moore last week.
Yes, that's Charleston. The rumors are true.
Yeah, it looks good. He's got that Charleston glow.
Yes. All right, we'll continue along here. 267-9680, that's our number to get in. You can text my UPS Jobs text line, 437-9680. We will get Mark Lieberman here. Did you have an extra microphone?
You brought one.
No, look at that.
Lieberman's thinking.
Oh, but the microphone, though.
I got one.
Okay, good. Yeah. We are cleared for takeoff, then. We're a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, we have one in the case.
Yeah, we're a well-oiled machine around here. Yeah, nothing to worry about. So that's what we got going over here. Hey, if you are someone who is thinking about exercise equipment, get over to Fitness Market. I've also got the saunas. Lieberman, actually, I should have waited. He broke into my house yesterday. Well, I gave him permission. I'm breaking in. And used the sauna.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you join him?
No. Oh, you know what? We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about why he did this, because the creepy old men at the gym really took it to another level.
They did.
Yes. And, yeah, to, you know, just which is why you need to have a sauna of your own in your home so that you don't have the creepy old men.
Is Lieberman moving in?
No, he's just using the sauna.
It'd be kind of cool. You all bunk together, stuff like that, use the sauna.
Well, I'll get back to that after in the middle of a Fitness Market live commercial, but we'll get back to that. But Fitness Market, that's who takes care of us. I've got the exercise equipment at the house. I've got the treadmill. I've got the weights. I've got the sauna. If you want the cold tub, they got that for you as well. Don't ask him about the e-bikes. Quit asking. Nick Saban said, quit asking. They're out of that game. So check him out over there at Fitness Market, Westport Road, inside the Snyder and Plantside Drive Motorsports.